Hello, friends, and welcome to the Co-op Show. I'm one of your hosts, Britt.
And I'm Jason.
And today we're talking about our time of forcing sad little pathetic creatures to fight for us in Pokemon Unite.
Well, they're not all little and pathetic. I mean, they generally start out that way.
I feel like if you're taking orders from a child who throws you into a ball for you to live, that's pretty pathetic.
That's like a whole nother episode talking about like how fucked up it is. Humanity of...
Or the lack thereof of humanity when it comes to Pokemon.
Oh my God.
I know. I mean, I pretty much just described every Pokemon game ever.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, how's life?
Life's good. I don't know if you knew this, but I have a kid.
Oh, I had no clue. It's not like we co-mingled things. And anyway, this is getting awkward. Yeah, we have a kid. That's going great. But besides like the kid, how's life?
Life is good. You know,
we just got away.
I mean, we did just get away. So I feel recharged, which is good. Can't complain,
Open up some Pokemon cards, drink some whiskey.
The pandemic is like the new normal. So aside from the fact that, we're in a fucking pandemic, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we were able to sneak away to Eastern Washington for a few nights away from our kiddo. And it was really nice. We were able to vacation safely. we were going to, originally our plan was to take an airplane somewhere, but that obviously probably isn't the safest bet right now. So we were able to get away, open up some Pokemon cards, play some video games, and it felt really nice.
Thanks to your parents for the clutch babysitting.
So clutch. But let's talk, I guess, about Pokemon Unite, because that's why people are here. They don't want to hear about our life or something like that. So the TLDR, Pokemon Unite, released July 21st, 2021. It is a MOBA, or a multiplayer online battle arena, rated E10, developed by, now I don't know if it's... Timmy Studio Group.
Timmy!
Published by the Pokemon Company. It's available for Switch, and this September, it's coming to Android and iPhone. It supports online co-op for up to 2 teams of 5 players, and it is a free game with microtransactions.
Yeah, and I'm fucking hooked on this
game.
Which
is a thing we're going to talk about. Oh, yeah, it was another, one of... Brit picks for you. I was a winner because I picked it.
Yep.
I was like, you should try Pokemon Unite. Or, I don't know how it came about, but I get the credit for this one.
I'll give you credit where credit's due. It's the perfect game for me because I really crave these like competitive games that get my competitive adrenaline juices flowing. And this is a game that fits a really nice balance between too intense and chill. And it gives me just the right amount of juice so that it wakes me up, makes me feel good, gets my juices going. But I don't get overly like stressed out or like obsessive over it.
You don't get the Rivals effect, Command and Conquer Rivals. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before on the show. Yep. But it's nice because if you lose, you can just blame your teammates.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're always on a team with five people. So yeah, just blame your teammates.
Blame your teammates.
And then you feel better and you start the next match and all is well.
So let's talk about the plot overview. Join trainers from around the world as they head for Aeos Island, Aeos, whatever, island to compete in Unite battles.
Link would say it like this.
Aeos? Oh, you're right. You went up to me on that one. In Unite battles, trainers face off in 5-on-5 team battles to see who can score the most points within the allotted time. Teamwork is key as you and your teammates defeat wild Pokemon, level up, and evolve your partner Pokemon, and knock out the opposing team's Pokemon to prevent them from scoring points. Put your teamwork to the test and take home the win! So I've never played a MOBA before, so I don't know how much of this is common knowledge, but if you're a MOBA noob like me... You have these things called lanes, and God bless Christine Steimer, who works at Riot, who has tried to explain League to me so many times, it just goes over my head. But for the noob like me, you have these lanes, right? The top lane, the bottom lane, and the middle is called jungle.
Yeah.
Okay. And you essentially choose which lanes you want to divide and conquer. Like someone will say, I want to go on top. Someone will say, I want to go on bottom. And about halfway through the map, like once you're like kind of on like the far right side of the map, you start getting into enemy territory, and that's where you can score points. You get the points by defeating enemy Pokemon, by defeating AI. I don't know if there's any other way you get points.
Yeah, I think that's
pretty much it,
pretty
right?
Pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. And then you just try to score points on the other team's goal.
You dunk on them just like a...
And you dunk on them because that's the animation. It looks like a dunk. Like
and it's pretty great.
It's pretty cute. And the way you defeat the enemy Pokemon are you have moves that you acquire by leveling up. And you level up each match. And every time the match ends, you start from zero again for the next match.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, progression system, really, besides, like, in that 10-minute match. And that's it.
Yeah.
So you level up by killing enemy Pokemon and by killing AI Pokemon.
And by scoring goals.
Mm-hmm. And so you level up, but also your teammates gain the benefit. I'm looking at Jason for like approval here. By you killing enemies, right? Like XP is shared?
I'm actually not clear on that. Okay. I think it is though, because I have...
To Google. Keep talking.
Yeah, I think it is. So, I mean, I think that a lot of people might be wondering... Like, okay, hold the phone. This is a MOBA. Why is this on the co-op show? Did we address that yet?
No, but I mean, it's a co-op game, so it makes sense.
Yeah, so I think what I was getting at is that you and I have had a ton of fun teaming up. You were talking about these lanes, top, middle, and bottom. And what you can do with your partner is you can team up on either the top lane or the bottom lane, and you kind of become this, like, it's like your buddies. It's like in scuba diving,
okay,
your buddies.
Sorry. You do receive shared XP from allies defeating wild Pokemon. That's what I've been able to determine. So no matter what, there are some XP that's shared throughout the team.
Okay, got it.
Continue.
Got it. So, I mean, I'm just having so much fun, like, laning up with you is what they call it. You know, you have your lane buddy.
I got to learn the lingo here.
Your lane buddy. And it's like you and me, and we are battling for supremacy of our lane. We're trying to kill enemy Pokemon as well as wild Pokemon, gain points, level up. When you level up, you evolve. So, for instance, if I start with Ghastly, and, you know, once I hit level, like, 5 or 6, Ghastly evolves into Haunter, and then at level, I think, 9, Haunter evolves into Gengar. Mm-hmm. Max level is 15 for each Pokemon, and as you level up, the Pokemon gets, like, way, way stronger. But, you know, all their stats get buffed. Attack, defense, special attack, speed.
And then at certain points, you also learn new abilities, and mm-hmm. you can choose between the ones you want on the fly.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Twice when you level up, you get to choose between two moves. So there's a total of 4 sort of advanced moves you can learn. So an example for Haunter or Gengar would be maybe when I hit level 6, I can choose between Shadow Ball or I think it's called like Slime Ball or something like that, or like Sludge Ball or something like that. And then when I hit level 7, I can now choose between Hex or Dream Eater. So that's an example of how the move system works. You get to choose when you level up what move you want to take. And what move you take really affects the play style.
And it sticks with you for the entire match.
Yeah, for the rest of the match.
And then as you continue to level up, you just level up that skill.
Exactly. And so the move set that you take really, really matters because it really defines how your Pokemon's play style is. So using Gengar as an example, because I'm sort of most familiar with him. If I take Sludge Ball and I pair that with Hex, it's this amazing super high damage burst combo. Now, if I take Shadow Ball and I pair it with Dream Eater, it's more of a smoothed out damage over time, so I can sort of sustain battle longer, whereas the other move set is more of a hit and run type set.
So you can customize how you want the Pokemon to play.
Exactly.
And every time you play the match, you have to, like, you can recustomize it to play differently.
Yeah.
You don't keep any of your XP or things. Okay.
So you can sort of fall in love with a Pokemon, but you even from there, you can customize how you play that Pokemon based on their movesets.
Okay. That's a good way of explaining it. Because listen here, friends. I admittedly only started playing Pokemon Unite because of a single very, very derpy Pokemon that I thought looked really fun. I don't know if y'all are familiar with my boy Cramorant, but the lights are on and no one's home with this guy. But that's why I love him. He's just like this derpy bird based off of a what now? A cormorant? Or
I think it's called a cormorant.
I don't know.
In real life.
I don't even know.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
I just played this game so casually. I mean, so this is my first MOBA, like I mentioned earlier. And I have to say, like, it's a lot of fun. I'm good for maybe like 3 or 4 matches a day. Each match is about 10 minutes. So it's easy to pick up and put down. And because there's no like long-term progression tied directly to the Pokemon that you play, you don't ever feel like you're falling behind or really anything like that. You can just like hop in, play a match. You feel like you're almost on even ground with everybody. And we'll talk about this whole pay to win controversy in a second here. Yep. But as baby's first MOBA, I gotta say, like, I'm having a good time. Like I said, good for about 3 to 4 matches, but then after that, my fun meter is generally peaked. Maybe we've played a team that's, like, way OP and it's actually working together,
uh-huh.
which is a very rare concept when you're playing with just strangers a lot in this game and you can just get absolutely demolished. But, I'm speaking from the, and this is your first MOBA too, right?
It is, yeah.
So, okay, you're like taking this game much more seriously than I am in the sense that I think you're like researching all the moves and all the items and everything like that. So
I am. I love the strategy of it all.
Yeah, you can really dig deep into it. So I guess speaking of the progression and whatnot, so we talked about the moves and the XP and the Pokemon and how that works. There's also items that you can use before each match and during the match that can impact the way you play.
Yeah, so there's one, I think it's just called like a battle item, and it is...
That you have to activate during the fight.
Yeah, it's okay. An active, and and each of them is going to have a cooldown. It could range from like 30 to 120 seconds, and it can boost your attack or your speed or maybe your defense, or maybe it can jump you instantly, you know, 10 feet in a certain direction, which is called the eject button, just to get out of a fight that you're not going to win. Anyway, there's a bunch of battle items. Those cannot be leveled up in any way. However, there are also a whole bunch of held items, and each Pokemon can carry up to 3 held items. And this is where you can really customize the stats and the playstyle further of your Pokemon. So these held items can do things like passively recover HP or passively buff your special attack if your Pokemon uses special rather than non-special attack, or you've got one called Rocky Helmet that reflects damage to enemies that you receive. And there's just a whole bunch more, but we don't need to go into each one. But yeah, so you can equip with these 3 held items, and this is where the pay to win comes in. Mm-hmm. And this is the only place so far where pay to win comes into play.
Yeah, because all the Pokemon you can unlock by just playing the game. By playing through matches. But
or you can buy them to unlock them sooner if you want.
Or you can, of course, buy them because, again, this is a free-to-play
MOBA.
But
those are just unlocks.
Right. Yeah. So what you can do is there is premium currency. So I love this article that my Twitter friend Gene Park wrote on the Washington Post. And he has been playing a lot of Pokemon Unite. And he paid $100. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, like, how far can I really get with this? Now, the TLDR, the overall consensus is that while you... One person might be OP, air quotes here, OP, and win a lot of one-on-one battles. If your team isn't communicating or maybe, like, you're not working together or if the rest of your team kind of sucks, like, you cannot carry the team by yourself.
Yeah.
But where it really gets gross and hairy is if you have a team of 5 who are all communicating, who have all, quote, paid to win, mm-hmm. and then you're just going to get demolished. That's when you're going to get, like, your 800s to, like, 27 point games, yeah. Right?
But that takes a lot of factors to come together to, quote, pay to win. Like, look at me. I've got $20 into this game.
So, yeah, let me just finish this real
quick.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
No, you do not need to apologize. I forgive you.
Sweet.
Okay, so how he words it is players can give their Pokemon items that grant persistent and sometimes team-wide boost to health, attack, and defense. These items can be leveled up with enhancers, which are purchasable with real money. I decided to see how profoundly the system could benefit me and spent $100 to buy item enhancers. I now have a level 30 scoped lens, 30 is the maximum, that increases my critical attack damage and rate, a level 25 muscle band that boosts my attack power and speed, and a level 24 shell bell that increases my special attack power and cooldown rates. I played about 30 matches with this setup. I didn't conquer in every one. In fact, there are quite a few games where my team got stomped. There's no doubt about it, though. Pokemon Unite does have a pay-to-win model. It might not meet the exact spirit of the phrase, because to win, you need a well-balanced team of defenders, attackers, and support with everyone communicating clearly. But again, like we said, a coordinated team of 5 who pay for stat boosts, they'll always have the advantage. And this is where it can get kind of gross. Players have a weekly cap on how many EOS gems, the digital currency bought with real money, that can be earned by playing the game. But players who pay with real cash can sail right past this cap to get an early advantage. Diligent players will eventually catch up, but it'll take a while. Item enhancements doesn't seem that expensive unless you get to level, until you get to level 20 of that item. Up to that point, level boost only required 5 item enhancers, but by level 20, you've already used up 600 of them. But the climb from 21 to 30 requires more than 2,000, requiring anywhere between $40 and $100. So I think like he explains it pretty well. It's like there is a pay-to-win model, but it's not the nastiest version of pay-to-win that we've seen before.
And it does, it just doesn't really guarantee anything, because if you're solo queuing, which means that
if you're solo queuing, no.
If you're, yeah, and solo queuing just means that you're queuing into a random team of 4 other people. So right. You're not bringing your own friends, which is how I play 90% of the time, unless you're playing with me. Yeah, sure. Even if I were to have $500 in this game and maxed level 30, maxed all my items, I still only account for 20% of my team.
Right.
And who knows how good and organized that the opposing team is going to be. Like my 20%, I might be the best player on my team, but that doesn't always guarantee a win. In fact, I often will, my team will often lose matches where I was the MVP of my team. And mm-hmm. It actually does crown who the MVP was.
Yeah, and that's kind of the interesting thing, right? Is because in Pokemon Unite, there are casual matches that don't count for shit. And then you have your ranked matches.
Yeah.
And I guess if you are a team that wants to be really good, let's say Pokemon Unite like becomes an esport, you know, and people start following it seriously, there's going to have to be some sort of, and I don't know how this is done in professional esports because I don't follow that, but how do you maintain like, okay, who has the advantage here? I'm assuming you block items or something, but.
Well, in Rivals, what they would do is just set the levels of all the units to something low, like 5.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, like, I mean, that's just the whole thing. It's like, yes, you can pay to have an advantage, but it's not going to matter unless you're playing with a team of friends who are all, or maybe you just get lucky with a group of strangers who all pay at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really not, in theory, like you look at it, you're like, oh, that's kind of shitty. But at the same time, it's not always going to mean a guaranteed win.
Yeah, and it's really only going to matter in one-on-one matchups. But in this game, more often than not, you're not just one-on-one-ing people. You're generally doing more of like a 2-on-2 or a 2-on-3.
Or sometimes a 3-on-1.
I mean, that sometimes happens. But here, my thought on the whole pay-to-win thing is that it's been way overblown for clickbait. Like, I've seen the YouTube videos with the clickbait and stuff. It's just not that bad. Here's the thing. The game is free. I've got probably 60 hours into this game already.
You think so? Hot damn, son.
Well, think about it. I've been playing it while I walk on the treadmill and like, you know, on vacation and everything. And I'm just really loving this game. And I have spent $20.
Yeah.
That's it. To unlock. And all I did with that $20 is I unlocked 2 characters. I unlocked Gengar and Cramorant. Geek. And with the rest of it, I bought some item enhancers so that I could get level 15, like items that I like to use for Gengar.
Right.
And I don't feel underpowered. I don't feel overpowered either. And I've got $20 into a game I've spent 60 hours on.
Yeah,
like to me, there is no imbalance happening here. I'm not getting screwed. Like I'm having a ton of fun, way more fun than I should have for $20. That's how I feel.
No, and I'm the same way. You know, if you're an adult and you want to spend your money the way you want to spend money, like I'm not going to judge you, but in a game like this, that is free. I mean, you know, it did cost money to make this. Developers did spend a lot of time to make it, and they're continuing to support it with patches and whatnot. You know, like, if you enjoy the thing, like, toss some money their way.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not to say there's not going to be some gross changes in the future, you know, because we're recording this in the middle of August, where it's going to get icky. But for right now, like, I'm with you. It doesn't feel that way. It really doesn't.
Should they have had any pay-to-win model? No, I think that this should have been purely cosmetic, because there is a pretty robust cosmetic payment or microtransaction system in this game.
Are you talking about the Hollowware?
Well, yeah, you can get little cute costumes.
You get
and
little cute costumes
for your Pokemon or your trainer.
Is it a Venusaur that you can put him in like a little like tropical outfit?
I think Machamp has like a little like Machamp, beach shorts.
And
then Snorlax really has like a little, you know, rubber ducky tube around his waist or whatever.
So yeah, let's talk about that's a good point. We should talk about some of the other things, you know, that you can progress in this game. One of those things is obviously Hollowware. If you want to try to, like, you know, there's new Hollowware being released all the time.
Hollowware is just their
fancy garb for your Pokemon. Skins. Yeah,
cosmetics.
Cute little skins. There's other things, though. Like, we talked about the ranked matches already, and you've played a few ranked matches, and it's pretty much what you'd expect. There's a leaderboard, cool, whatever.
Yep.
But there's also a battle pass. And
yeah. Oh, that's part of what I spent my $20 on too. You know, like, I got a lot of value out of my $20.
Yeah, and it's your typical battle pass, like what you'd expect. You know, you increase your battle pass rank, you get cosmetics, you get some maybe item enhancers, you get some.
Yeah, as you level up, you just get little rewards.
Yeah. There's a trainer level, so your trainer goes up. So, like, for me, I finally just hit trainer level 10, which means I can now have 3 items equipped with me instead of the 2. You know, so there is a progression system there, just not for the Pokemon themselves,
right. Besides
the held and battle items.
Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, then there's different currencies. There's, like, fashion tickets that can only be used for fashion items, but then there's coins that can be used universally.
Yeah.
Or, like, tickets. Like, it's kind of, like, convoluted, and I admittedly don't have it down pat. But I did spend, as well, $20, I think.
Yeah.
I think, and I got the battle pass, and I bought Cramorant. Yeah, to me, it's totally worth the purchase. So, I mean, if you're someone who loves the progression, you know, that system is in there for you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I wish they had just kept the microtransactions to cosmetics only. I don't know why they decided to apply it to items.
Money! Oh, well, look at the money! Look at all of the money!
They also bought a lot of bad PR, though, that sort of threatened the ability of the game to become an eSport, which I know they would love it to become.
You know, I don't know. Nintendo and eSports is just kind of like a really weird matchup. You think about how much Nintendo has failed to support Smash in any official capacity.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? And so it's, I don't even know if they give a flying fuck. They're going to make so much money off this thing, and it's going to be wildly successful. And the end of the day quote is, Nintendo's going to Nintendo.
Yeah, that's true.
But in a move that's not very Nintendo-like, they actually support voice chat in this game.
I have not tried it either.
But this is, like, again, Nintendo's going to Nintendo, because at first I'm like, man, you know, when we were getting stomped, I was like, yeah, of course, you know, we're clearly playing with people who are using Discord or something, and they're, you know, working together in actual cohesive manner. Because sometimes, you know, you have your, like, battles that are really tight.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's really fun. And then other times you just get whipped.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, clearly something's rotten in Denmark here. But what you can do is, when you're playing, you can actually opt into voice chat. As long as you have a compatible headset plugged in, if you're using a handheld, no brainer, stick a little jack in there. But if you're playing on a docked switch, just stick a little USB compatible headset in one of the slots and you're good to go. But anyway, when you start, you can change the options to incoming chat on, or incoming chat range limited only to invited friends. Or you can change it to outgoing on, too. So people don't have to hear you, or you don't have to hear anyone, or you can only hear friends. So there are some options there, which I think is good.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, that's apparently a thing. I think once you reach, like, a certain trainer level, you unlock it. I've never used it.
I haven't used it. I mean, my general experience with randos on the internet playing games is super toxic. Just, like, yeah, not good.
Yeah, in a game like this, which it's, yes, like, we've talked about all the ways you can play strategically and customize your little Pokemon, your Mons. I guess the cool kids call Mons.
Oh, I do not call them Mons.
Me neither. Is it cringe, or is it just
That's
me?
That's cringe.
It's so cringe.
No, they are Pokemon. Always and forever.
I forgot. Anyway, it's on, you know, whatever. But what I'm saying is, like, this is still Pokemon. Anyone can play this game. You don't even have to be good at it. You can still win tons of matches. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't want to take it seriously. And if voice chat was required, I would never play this game. Everyone knows I don't like playing with people online unless it's you.
No, it's true. I haven't needed voice chat. Like, I win plenty of games without doing voice chat. And as a matter of fact, you can issue little pings, you know, using a little hotkey system that says, like, I need backup, or, like, you know, meet everyone group here, or, like,
attacking Zapdos.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like
Red
that.
Dreadnought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that's another little tidbit to the MOBA maps. And this is what MOBA maps, I say plural, but we've only ever played on one because it's the 5-on-5 map, but there is 1 3-on-3 map, right?
Yeah, and there's also a 4-on-4 map, but they're not in ranked mode yet. They're all just casual. So ranked only has one single map. So, yeah, they launched with, like, literally one map.
So how come whenever you and I play casual, we're only playing the 5-on-5? Is that just the default?
Yeah, that's the default. Okay. We could change it to the 3 or the 4.
Oh, and I like the 5. It's fun.
We just never have, yeah.
But yeah, you know, like I said, like we've mentioned many times, you defeat the wild Pokemon, cool. You get XP, cool. But you do have these timed, quote, events that happen. So maybe a Dreadnought appears and you get XP and shield temporarily if you defeat them. Now, they're beefy, and I don't think you're going to be able to take one on by yourself. I think you're going to need your teammates to help you with that.
You can take them on if you have long enough and you have a strong enough, like, offensive attacker. You can do it.
Like Cramorant?
Well, I don't know how good. I haven't really spent much time with Cramorant, but
he's my ranged boy. I love him so much.
He's pretty epic.
Another point of contention has been the Zapdos that pops up at very late game.
Yeah, when there's 2 minutes remaining in the match, Zapdos spawns.
And he does what?
He's very difficult to take down. You'll typically need, you know, at least 2 to 3 members of your team to take him down. But the thing is, it becomes a hot fucking clusterfuck to take him down because both teams really, really want to take him down. And so now there's just a mad melee to kill Zapdos.
And you have the AI Pokemon, you have Zapdos killing everyone. Yeah. And now whoever kills Zapdos.
So what happens is all of the alive members of the team that killed Zapdos.
Excuse me. They cause Zapdos to faint.
Oh,
Pokemon.
Yes.
Mons don't die.
They all immediately get 50 points. And all of the opposing team's goals, however many are left, become vulnerable, which means that it takes, you can instantly dunk on the goal.
You don't have to hold the button.
You don't
down.
Have to hold it down for
so
a certain
So you can't
amount.
Be interrupted.
Right. So okay. Everybody now just like fast breaks, to use a basketball analogy, to the goals, and everyone just dunks all over the goals. And at that point in the game, once 2 minutes or less are left, all points count for double. So, you know, you can have, so Zapdos can often swing a match where one team was losing badly, but they kill Zapdos.
So do you think Zapdos is OP though? And I know a lot of folks have been talking about this. They feel like he needs to be not as valuable.
I've read a lot of like Reddit threads about people debating this. And I'm on the side of like, no, I don't think Zapdos is OP. I mean, I think that it's good that a losing team has the ability to pull off a late game comeback. It keeps you wanting to play. It keeps you like in the game fighting because you know there's always a chance.
Because there's also an option to surrender.
Yeah. Well, and to me, I don't ever surrender because I know that my team might get Zapdos and pull off the win. And we often do. Like, yeah. If you know what you're doing, you can pull off that last. Because, by the way, all that matters is who got the killing hit on Zapdos.
So you can lurk in the bushes because once you're in the bushes, you literally go invincible.
So you can steal that kill right from out of nowhere. And now your team is positioned to make the epic last minute push and come back. And I think that keeps matches interesting for the entire 10-minute play period, even if you got stomped for the first like 6, 7, 8 minutes. Mm. I don't think it's too powerful. I think that if your team is really that good, and you know, then you should be defending Zapdos and making sure the other team doesn't kill Zapdos. Like, you know, like prove it that you deserve to win this game. You know what I mean?
Prove it.
Because it's difficult. You think nabs. About it. If you're down by, you know, 300 points and you need Zapdos in order to win this game, not only do you have to beat Zapdos, which is strong, you also have to beat the opposing team, which is like...
I feel like you're very passionate right now.
Well, this is a huge debate online.
I can tell. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm
making
all
my
for
point.
It.
I'm standing do on your, my little soapbox, but I'm ready to get back down.
Do your little nerd rage. No, I hear you. I really don't care either way because, again, I play this game very, very casually.
Don't you think it's exciting, though? Like, when... either team get Zapdos?
I mean, kind of. I haven't done the extensive research that you have. But, I mean, I can see a point being made to, you know, okay, we played a very, very good game. It's neck and neck right now. It all comes down to who gets the final hit on someone. You know, I think that could be an argument that it's a little OP. Because then it's like a no-brainer. But then again, I guess that's where the strategy comes in where, okay, now you have to play defense. But the problem with that is generally, like, you're not chatting with people. I mean, maybe most people use voice chat. Maybe I'm just in my own little bubble here.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't used it.
Something else I want to mention real quick, too, is the Pokemon data mine that just came out about a week ago?
Uh-huh.
A couple weeks ago. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So Eclipse_TT on Twitter. I don't know if they did the data mining or what, but... here's the rumor. So if you're someone who loves Pokemon Unite and you want to be surprised by everything, turn away or plug your ears or do whatever you do when you don't want to hear a podcast anymore. Okay, so the new playable characters, for sure, I mean, sure being like, you know, a sure stick can be Blissey.
Okay.
Sylveon and Greedent.
I don't even know who Greedent is.
He's that gopher looking dude. Brown little gopher floofy looking.
That's not very exciting.
It's not. I thought the same thing. I was like, here,
there's a lot of options to choose from, but they choose
Greedent. You want
to
see him? He's this guy. Remember him? He's like really annoying. I don't really, he was like a, what is he?
That's a little bitch ass looking Pokemon. Sorry to anybody Pokemon. Who that's their favorite. He's a squirrel. I am sorry.
I mean, no, is he really he's popular? Big, he's we like just a don't fat know squirrel. About it. He's a bipedal squirrel like Pokemon.
Is he holding a nut?
Hey, no, he's not holding anything, actually. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's really popular. I don't know, but I'm not really a big fan of him. I know Sylveon's incredibly popular and obviously Blissey, but.
Yeah.
And then these following Pokemon have what's called an unidentified role. So maybe they're going to be a playable character. Maybe they're going to be a wild Pokemon. Maybe they're just going to be some sort of role. We don't know. It could be summoned like Zapdos. But don't look. It's a surprise.
Okay. What? Jeez, I'm trying to look around the corner here.
So Nidoking, Venonat, Tauros, Toxicroak, Carnivine, Joltik, Gavantula, Aegislash, Toxapex, Stuffle, Pyukumuku, Articuno.
Oh, Articuno?
Jirachi. Oh.
Unfortunately, Articuno is probably just going to be another version of Zapdos.
Zinaras. God, I'm getting old. I don't even know like most of these. Yeah, I bet Articuno will have the same role as Zapdos.
Probably. Articuno is one of my OG boys.
But how cool would it be if it wasn't? If you could actually be Articuno. But I feel like being a legendary would be a little OP.
I would main Articuno.
Yeah.
Right now, I main. I like Gengar and Greninja right now.
Yeah, you tried Charmander, Charizard, Charmeleon. Wasn't like your cup of tea.
Yeah, even after buffing Charizard, he just still doesn't feel strong enough to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've only literally ever played Cramorant. There's going to come a day when someone's going to choose him because here's how it works, friends, is, you know, you... I invite Jason to my lobby. We join a game together. And then it's a mad dash
for
choosing
right.
which Pokemon you're going to play and control as. And there can only be one Pokemon per, you know, there can only be one Cramorant.
per team, per match,
right? I mean, obviously, yeah. Like, I've fought an enemy Cramorant before.
How epic would it be if you could have a team of five Cramorants?
It would be utter ownage. there would be no competition. Dreadnought, gone in a second. Zapdos, little pansy Zapdos. It would just be perfect. So anyway, there's going to come a day when someone's going to get to the Cramorant before I do, and I'm going to have to play a Pokemon I literally have no clue what I'm doing. But that's okay, because that's why we play casual only.
Yeah, and it's fun anyway. This actually happened to me yesterday. I was kind of slow, and I was like, instead of playing Gengar, I think I'm going to play Greninja. So somebody had chosen Greninja, so I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll go back to Gengar. Well, somebody had also chosen Gengar by that point, so I was like, oh, shit. So I had to go to my third choice. And I don't really have a legit third choice. So I just chose Alolan Ninetales because I have played a little bit of her before. But yeah, that can happen. You need to be really Johnny on it to get the Pokemon you want. And you better have a backup plan in case that one gets snatched.
Mm. Yep. You know what we didn't talk about and we should is the Unite moves. But I guess the one thing to consider, they're just kind of like the character's epic move.
Yeah, and they're on a timer, a recharge, a cooldown or whatever.
You unlock it at a certain level and then you have a percentage timer that gets to 100. Then you can use it, then it resets. But yep. Well, we're you know, about 33 minutes here, Demir. I almost called you Denmark.
Denmark.
Because I said rotten in Denmark earlier and it's on my mind. Demers, so do you have any parting thoughts about Pokemon Unite?
I would say that from what I've seen, a lot of the press about this game has focused on this pay-to-win component. Mm-hmm. I know we already addressed this, but I think that for me, the appropriate parting thought here is that I think a lot of that is overblown clickbait in order to stir up anger, rage, and discussion, because that is what makes news and content organizations money, because it's clicks and views and every discussion.
And I mean, the general idea rage. Is Nintendo doing pay to win, Pokemon doing pay to win.
Should they have done this? No. Is it really that bad? No.
I agree with that.
It's just not that bad. It's not worth anybody getting angry or upset about.
Don't get your panties in a twisted bundle.
No, just play this game and see if you like it. It's free, after all. And if you do like it, do what I did and pay $20 and, you know, get a battle pass, a few Pokemon, level up a few items, and you'll feel like you're doing great.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I'm glad you feel that way. But no, yeah. I mean, I agree. Again, like, brand new to MOBAs, totally. I think I watched you play, like, maybe 5 or 6 matches before. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I did, because I was pretty sure I was never going to play this game or never even touch it.
I am surprised that you did.
But, you know, it's fun to play with you. Now, if I was just playing by myself, would I enjoy it? I might. But like nowhere near the way, I love just doing a few matches with you at the end of the day. It's fun. It's relaxing because it is free. I would encourage anyone who's curious to start it, do a few matches. You don't need to pay any money to get the gist of what this game is about. Unless there's a Pokemon you really want from the get-go.
Yeah.
But other than that, like now, like you get the whole experience besides obviously some of the quote pay to win stuff, right from the get-go. And so you'll know if you're into it. And if you like progression, like the battle pass, the daily login bonuses, the cosmetics, I think this game has a lot more potential to what it can blossom and turn into. Cause right now the cosmetics, like no one gives a shit cause no one sees them but you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some people love that, but I think there's a lot of potential here and more maps, more Pokemon. It's going to be fascinating to see how this game kind of blossoms and fits its way into the esports world. If it does.
I would love to see it do that. I think it's a super fun game.
Yeah.
And, I just feel like there's a place for it. It's a lot of fun and
Very, very pleasantly surprised by this. And it's,
if you're going to play this with a co-op partner, this is the co-op show after all. Just make sure that when you're in the, you know, character selection screen that you both just declare the same lane. So you and I are always the first to declare like bottom lane.
Yeah.
And that lets other people know like, yo, you and I are going to get that lane. You all go off and do top and middle.
Something else, yeah.
And that way you and I are now sort of co-op buddying up on a lane of ours, and it's super fun to be like, there's an incoming, you know, Charmander or whatever. Let's get him.
The other thing I want to mention to you is I usually dislike PvP to the core. Like I don't like PvP. I never do PvP, but this is such like a lighthearted little MOBA that it doesn't really, it's PvP. Yes. But you don't really feel like you're, you know, playing against people who are way better than you.
Well,
you don't get any of the voice chat. There's no taunting that can be done.
No teabagging
that you can't hear anything from the other team whatsoever. Nope. And just turn off the voice chat and you'll have no problem whatsoever. It's just, it's at its core, it's just a fun little lighthearted MOBA unless you take it seriously.
There's no griefing that I've seen. There's no, like you said, no taunting. I mean, there is just no way for someone to make you feel salty. Like if they kill you, it's no big deal. You respawn in a few seconds, you run right back down and you're back in the fight.
Yeah.
It's just chill.
It's just a chill game. So definitely gets a big thumbs up from the both of us. Yep. So good for you, Pokemon Unite. You got me playing a MOBA.
And a PvP game at that, which is a first for you.
You can also play with bots if you want to, throwing that out there.
True.
You can play against bots, but I would play against people. It's just more fun that way.
It's
and coming
fun.
From me, that means something. So
yep.
All right, friends. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode, this long episode of the co-op show. God, every time I do a voice, I should like have to take a shot.
Yeah, true.
I would be so fucked up. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at contact@coopshow.com. You can go to coopshow.com. Find me on Twitter @BlondeNerd. Jason, once again, has regressed from Twitter. So we're just like,
I've slinked back under the rock. I poked my head out and I was like, what's happening out here? And all I saw was a fucking war zone of misery and just toxicity and doom scrolling. And I noped back out.
Don't blame you.
Of Twitter.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Co-op Show, friends. And if you want to leave us a review, that would be awesome. If not, still love you. We will see you next time.
Later.
Bye.